KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. But one of the things these trails all have in common are volunteer trail stewards. And those volunteer trail stewards need to be coordinated. And those coordinators need to be coordinated. So today, Carol Vandermeer and I are talking with Monica Bueno, who is the volunteer trail stewards coordinator overall. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. So, Monica, is this a relatively new position?
Yes, I just started about almost 2 months ago now.
Okay.
So a month and a half or so. Mm-hmm.
And I guess this kind of makes sense as our trail system grows, and there are lots of different trail stewards and volunteer coordinators to, I guess, coordinate the whole effort, right?
Yeah, we have currently 12 coordinators and then over 100 regular volunteers and sometimes even up to about 200 volunteers. So I'm helping to facilitate communication between the coordinators so that we can get organized, or stay organized, I should say.
Uh-huh. That makes a degree of sense. And thus far, the whole effort has been pretty darn successful.
Oh, yeah. We're really getting these trails into shape, and pretty soon we'll have the last portion that connects the rest of the Bay Trail in place.
Absolutely. And Carol, you were talking about this is a good timing here for this.
Yeah. Monica's new position was funded from one of the first allocations of the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund, and volunteer trail stewards play such an important role, and there are volunteers that have taken on huge duties as being the volunteer trail coordinator, but they are so vital that the city felt there was a need, both cities, Arcata and Eureka, mm-hmm. a need to improve communications and coordination and get a database, because we need to build and grow this group of trail stewards. And so it was really fitting that this came from the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund. Even though the trail fund is put together to grow as an endowment and be an ongoing, much-needed source of maintenance funds, periodically mm-hmm. the committee meets and allocates some of the revenues from that fund to fund things, and funding volunteer efforts is a real key part of making that happen.
And speaking of that fund, there is there's a matching effort going on.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Wildberries Marketplace has been a really big trail supporter, and throughout October and November, they've agreed to match any donations to the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund. And so if you've ever thought about it, or you want, maybe you gave a little last year, this year if you want to give some, you give $50, it really the impact is $100. And I urge people to do that, especially with Giving Tuesday coming up a week from today. People are probably thinking about lots of different awesome charitable organizations. Well, put the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund on your list. And the easiest way to know how to do that online or where to go is just go to humboldtbaytrail.info, and it'll give you a direct link to the place on the Humboldt Area Foundation where you can make a donation.
Absolutely. And, a lot of people are not 100% sure, you know, what that money goes to. That goes to maintenance of the Bay Trail, ongoing maintenance of the Bay Trail, because, funding for the Bay Trail, that is coming through different sources, and that is moving forward. We're really excited to see what we've got thus far and are chomping at the bit ready for that final four to get built. And finally, after all these years linking Eureka and Arcata, the trail system, that is many people have called that the crown jewel of our trail system, and it really will be, because
I also like to think of it as kind of the anchor, the backbone of mm-hmm. our trail system, because our hope is to connect, you know, to have the Humboldt Bay Trail will actually be a network of trails.
Sure.
Not only connecting Arcata and Eureka, but, you know, connecting
Blue Lake
up to the Hammond Trail, mm-hmm. to Trinidad, to Blue Lake, you know, down to CR. So this is certainly the priority, is completing that section between Arcata and Eureka. And it'll definitely be a section where we'll need to grow those volunteer trail stewards. And
absolutely.
I'm really pleased that Monica's on board to kind of help provide some, you know, it's great to have some paid time to ensure that all those little details are taken care of and in the database. So, Monica, I'm kind of curious, are there some upcoming needs or any needs for some trail coordinators out there to work on already existing trails?
Well, actually, yes, we do have one of our trail sections. The current coordinator is thinking to step down from that position and to just go back to being a regular volunteer steward. And so if anyone's interested, the Eureka Waterfront Trail, the midsection that runs from Del Norte Street north to C Street, we're going to be needing a new coordinator for that section. And so if anyone's interested in that, they can contact me directly. And I can give my email here.
Please do.
Which is M Bueno, which is MBUENO, at cityofarcata.org.
Fantastic.
So I think it's a great innovation that, you know, Monica, while she has some other duties with the city of Arcata, her duties with the trail coordination actually cross jurisdiction with both Eureka and Arcata. So it's a way of sort of thinking outside the box in order to help lend additional support to this already great program. And, that's part of the Humboldt Trails Council.
Right. And it was definitely needed because there has been an explosion of trails, with the first half of the Bay Trail and the Eureka Waterfront Trail complete. And that thing gets a lot of use. Once that final four goes in, there's going to be an enormous increase in usage, and of course maintenance will be a big part of it. And we just got a huge shot in the arm, courtesy of Senator McGuire, and getting that bill passed through the state to create the Great Redwood Trail between here and the Bay Area. And locally, of course, that is going to make things much easier to extend the Hikshari all the way to CR and Fortuna and beyond.
Yes. And I also live out here in Manila, and I look forward to a day when we perhaps use the rail to connect from Manila to Arcata. It would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So those trail stewards play a really important role. So, Monica, what would you mention that trail coordinator, it could be needed soon for the Eureka Waterfront Trail midsection. What does that involve to be a trail coordinator?
Yeah, well, the coordinators are very dedicated people. They organize every aspect of trail maintenance along their section of trail, including trash pickup, small repairs, and even some fun stuff like planting native plants. There's often a lot of invasive plant management as well. And, if anyone out there is interested in doing that type of work, please get a hold of me.
Yeah, and I understand that section, typically the work days are the second Saturday of every month, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And, of course, those who can't commit the time to be a Trail Steward volunteer coordinator can certainly volunteer to help out on occasion. And for people listening, go, you know, I can help out every so often. Who do they contact you, Monica, or what do they do?
Yeah, they could contact me directly, or they can go onto our website, which is humptrails.org,
mm-hmm.
and take a look at the information. There's a lot of information on that site. You can look at the different sections of trails, see some pictures of things that have happened in the past, and you can either contact the coordinator for that section directly. Their emails are on that website. Or, again, contact me, and I'll get you started.
Absolutely. And just looking at the Humboldt Bay Trail, I guess one of the latest big things is, they have finally they hired an arborist to check out the trees that were along the trail, and the arborist essentially codified what many people were already saying, and the fact that those trees are at the end of their lifespan and are dangerous to be where they are. There still will be the majority of the trees will still be up along Highway 101, but not where they meet with the trail. And so that is
that was
a big step in order to move forward. Carol, do you know where we stand with getting the final four built, where we are at this point?
Right now, a construction funding application was sent into the ATP grant program, Alternative Transportation Program, and we should know by the end of the year or January if we got the construction funds. So big celebration, I hope, will be in store. And, of course, it takes some time once we get the funds to, get those rolling and get contractors, and so it won't happen immediately. It might take until I think 21 before things could really get going, believe it or not. But still, that would be a mighty step in the right direction.
Well, this is good.
Yeah,
getting that funding is that is the next big step, of course. And of course, I would say that we have a decent shot because this is. This is an existing project. It's shovel ready. It is going to make connectivity between Eureka and Arcata happen in a non-motorized way. It's all the things that they're really looking for this kind of funding.
Yes, I agree. But of course, we may be a bit biased, but I think it really there was a lot of great effort put in. And one of the things I wanted to let people know about, in addition to going on the county's website, which is just HumboldtBayTrail.info, where you can make a donation, but there's also a couple of really great videos. One was actually prepared for that big grant application that gives you some aerial views and interviews about the trail, and so there's a lot of awesome information there. There's also that report from the arborist you mentioned earlier, so it's kind of a great one-stop shop for overall info and way to link to the Humboldt Trails Council e-newsletter, and that's another great way to get information about the trail stewards because several of the trail stewards locations have regular ongoing work days. Some of them rotate on a, kind of a variable basis, so signing up for that e-newsletter is another really great way to keep in touch with what's happening and how you can get involved. Even if you can't donate, you can donate your time or both,
Absolutely.
There's so many ways to kind of grow. I feel this really swell of interest in our community in the trails.
Absolutely. And as I said, we've had a huge explosion in trails already, and there is so much more to happen. As we mentioned, the final four of the Bay Trail, the Annie and Mary Trail, of course, is continuing to grow. And that thing, when that is fully fledged, that's going to need a lot of trail stewards. And of course, the Hammond Trail is ongoing and is looking at expanding north to Trinidad. So as we grow, we will need to grow our efforts with trail stewards to keep them up and going. And
absolutely. And I know a lot of people think, well, they're all volunteer, but volunteers take care and feeding, and as Monica mentioned, great communication and coordination, because there's so many different jurisdictions across the board. And so I don't know, Monica, are there any other plans you have for helping support and grow the Volunteer Trail Stewards program?
I'll be starting soon to create some press releases and contacting local papers, possibly putting some articles in our local papers. We're also going to have some signage out on our work day, so if people are walking by, they'll be able to get information about us. And, basically just getting the word out. So I really want to thank KHUM and Happy Trails for giving me the opportunity to do just that right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And we really, really do appreciate that. And, Carol, is there anything else we need to touch on?
No, I would just say a reminder to you only have a few more days to double the impact of any contribution, however small it might be, so that we can grow that fund. That fund, our long-term goal is to have like $1 million endowment, and that can be a reliable source of maintenance funds, because in addition to volunteer trail stewards, there are other emergency needs that may come up across the jurisdiction. It's one thing, believe it or not, it's actually easier to get construction funds than it is for ongoing maintenance. And volunteers are a piece of that puzzle, but also having a fund that can generate some revenue for making emergency repairs as needed, or even help, you know, demonstrate that community match. I believe the fact that we have this fund should put that application in even a stronger position, showing that we have such strong community support. We're so close to, you know, getting towards $300,000 in that fund, and this matching challenge might be our chance to push it over that, and that'll be a great way to go into the new year, and so it will slowly grow and be added to.
Excellent. Well,
yeah, and I wanted to mention too that while you're doing your holiday shopping over at Wildberries, they also have donation boxes at every cash register. So that's a great place to just throw your loose change or your loose dollars and add a little bit to our fund.
Absolutely.
Exactly. We'll match that too.
And as you mentioned, Carol, Giving Tuesday, this is something to consider if you want to give to.
Yes, put it on your list. There's a long list of worthy
causes.
That's for causes,
sure.
Yes, for sure.
We have no shortage of those here in Humboldt County, that is for sure.
No, that's right.
Alrighty. Fantastic.
Okay.
All right. Well, Monica, again, thank you so much for talking with us, and congratulations on being the coordinator's coordinator. It's probably high time we did that, especially as we continue to grow our trail system here in Humboldt County. And Carol, thank you so much for pulling all this together. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Cliff.
You bet.
Thank you.
This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at KHUM.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you. Till